04.
Soweto, anti Muyenda. Soweto, amanko, Muyenda. Muyenda po, hello, direct Soweto, Muyenda, amanko, suku.
0530.
Parafini, parafini. Makota pela. Makota pela, ya unga, unga, la kastoma. Zipiango. La kastoma, zipiango.
Zika chitika. Musa vinverera kwarera, 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 kwarera.
Some digs test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Shantumbu residents are welcome road tarmac project. 26-year-old dies in Kasama bike crash. And in Africa news, Mnangagwa defies army chief's onset attempt. Good afternoon. It is Thursday, the 4th of June 2026. And to present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Shantumbu in Lusaka have expressed happiness over the ongoing tarring of the Shantumbu Road, describing the project as a major boost to the community. The residents are told Kombon Radio News that the improved road network will ease the movement of goods and services and improve accessibility to the area. They explain that in the past, many taxi drivers were reluctant to operate in Shantumbu because of the poor state of the road, making transport difficult for residents. The residents have since commended the government for undertaking the project, saying it will contribute to economic growth and improve livelihoods in the area.
President ya tu government ya tu otsamiza kamaki aunse vantu vokondola maningi tikudzani kuno kukambo mtandu vokondola maningi paita maki kangala maezi yambi kwenza ibeta maki apa vintu zambongana bwino monga ulo mvula lentizo ntendo vuti kama moto oka kuti mamoto kati yangu onongeka manje hapa awe tia mishira mwanji tia mishira maningi because mama yangu pena ungeka bukinga lendo kana manje hapa
A 26-year-old man has died on the spot after a road traffic accident along the Kasama Mungwi Road in Northern Province. Northern Province Police Commanding Officer Simon Jumulonda says the accident occurred around 1950 hours on Tuesday and involved an unregistered King Lion motorbike and a Toyota Vitz. Mr. Mlunda identified the deceased as a Princess Yame of Anamulundu village in Senior Chief Mwamba's chiefdom, who sustained a fatal head injuries. Preliminary investigations indicate that the rider lost control of the motorbike and collided with the oncoming vehicle being driven by 23-year-old Joseph Kabamba of Mulenga Hills Township in Kasama. The body of the deceased is lying in Kasama General Hospital mortuary, awaiting a post-mortem examination, while the driver of the Toyota Vitz escaped unhurt. Meanwhile, Mr. Mlunda has urged motorists and motorbike riders to observe road safety regulations to help reduce accidents and loss of life. Residents of a copper mine in Luano District have received their first ever police post, constructed through corporate social responsibility funding from She and Yan Mining and the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Luano District Commissioner Kels Ameleki officially handed over the facility to the community, saying the government had fulfilled a long-standing request that previous administrations failed to deliver.
Say so, because of this facility that has just come here as a police post for Luano, which is here at Mukushi Copper Mines. You know, Luano had only one police station right there at the administration. Now, when you look at Luano, it's a very vast district without these police posts. So to have just this one, it means we've made our people, we've answered the people's cry from this angle. From here to the main station there, it is about 80 kilometers. Then when you go to Masansa, which is the police post from Kush.
And speaking on behalf of Central Province Police Commissioner Lemekanchiwa, Mboroma Police Station Officer in Charge Elias Nyerenda called on residents to work closely with the police by reporting criminal activities and helping maintain law and order.
We have brought 5 police officers for a start, but we have already written to the command. Very soon they will send reinforcement. The total number will be 10. I thank you very much again. I thank the government for constructing this beautiful police post.
And speaking on behalf of the residents, Davis Achuwe welcomed the development, saying the new police post will help reduce crime and improve security in the copper mine area.
Apocha kutotela sana nokuteko wa UPND kwa bomba. Ubuye buchingo twachingililwa. Kaita twakachule. Mabuka bwalala, bukachepa. Bantu kuli ba polisi ba bombe nkito isu masana. Kuli ba polisi bala bombe nkito isu masana. Na bakabwalala ba mwala butuka. Elo kuno twalikuwa to mgodi uyu. Uyu mgodi na usenda bantu abengi sana kufuma kumiko kusha migodi na beshile bonse. Ya hapo tu wakwata polisi awe chakuto hotela huku wabula polisi haba nituwepa wafuwe chifuwefuwefu.
Now an ICT expert Michael Daka says that Zambia stands to benefit significantly from embracing a cashless economy. Mr. Daka says a cashless model enhances the financial security and improves the delivery of goods and services in both the public and the private sectors. He notes that digital transactions are more convenient, efficient and secure compared to traditional cash payments. Mr. Daka has since encouraged citizens and businesses to embrace digital payment systems as the country advances towards a modern digital economy.
Convenience, digital payments like mobile money, bank cards, online banking allows you to pay quickly without carrying cash. Secondly, I believe for security reasons, if cash is lost or stolen, it is usually gone. You can't retain it. Money kept in a bank or mobile wallet is often easier protected. Or even if you send to the wrong user, you can actually manage to erase it rather than having cash.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, Chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any